Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and we're going to be speaking about a film in the Giornate degli Autori, Strand, which is called Volubilis, with director Fawzi Bensaidi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So the first question is kind of the obligatory question for the radio format. I'd be happy if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the film, as much as you'd like about the story.
Mm-hmm.
An introduction.
Okay. It's a story about love, about a big story, book of love between Malika, she's handmaid, and Abdelkader, he's security man in mall. And the big question in the film, how love could resist in this violent new world, in this world absolutely under the power of finance and capitalism, and how this new world and new way in the relation between people in the world, how this very, very violent situation, economic situation, how the intimacy is occupied by financial and economic situation now.
And that is also represented by the location itself, because there's in a very symbolic scene, the couple look into each other's eyes, and you can really feel the love they share in the ruins.
Yeah, exactly. I choose this city, this Volubilis. Somehow it connects my story with the tragedy, because the film starts. We could laugh, comic scene, and and it's okay, 30 minutes, and after it's become really, really film drama, film noir, and it's tragedy. And yes, Volubilis, it's the end of civilization, and the film somehow talk about the end of something also, the end. And we are in period in this the history, very, very sad and very impossible. I'm asking myself, in 100 years, how generation will talk about us.
What do you mean by that? How do you think they will talk about us?
I'm afraid that it's not the best period in the history of the humanity. We are living something. Sometime there is a lot of beautiful things, and the progress. With technology, etc. But at the same time, I'm afraid that there is a lot of mediocrity. I'm really afraid. The art is sometimes, when I'm looking in the cinema, people search more entertainment. More reality show, sure. More people and buzz, and than things more deeply work. Yeah. I think.
Although, I mean, I'm sure you might agree that there's beauty to be found in ugly things too. Do you agree?
There is beauty in the ugly things. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure, and it's the role also of the arts to find this beauty. I'm sure, but I'm really not so satisfied and so happy with what's happened in the world. This violence in the world, it's incredible, and the movie don't talk about this frontally, but somehow how this absolutely violent situation I'm talking about, what happened with workers, how people now work and have a work but could have dignity. We could work to have a salary and don't have a house for you.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
This kind of stuff, you know.
Actually, this is something that happens all over the world.
Yes, not only in Morocco. Yeah.
So that's that. You have a universal message in this film, even though the title of the movie refers to Morocco and the story is set in Morocco.
Yeah, exactly. I hope that the film talk about this new way, new relation. Where
yeah,
I don't know
this between classes, this
between class classes. Division. Yes, exactly.
This class division. I want to go back to the atmosphere and maybe we'll end here because we're running out of time very quickly. You mentioned that the film starts almost as a comedy and then a romance and then a brutal event happens and it changes because the main character changes too. How do you balance that as a director?
Yes, I'm making films that don't... free somehow, don't respect genre. I think I'm taking my freedom to do things like this erotic scene in the middle of the film when they go to this fast food and and they leave something very intense erotically and with nothing, with really nothing. We didn't show anything, just like eyes and fingers and small things, and to be extremely erotic with nothing.
A straw, the drink.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Very sexy, I have to say.
Yes, they share this lemonade and things happen. And it's true that I'm very interested by how we could make not pure film. It's film that it's like life, you know. It's comedy and tragedy and but I'm conscious that you should give coherence to all of this.
I understand what you mean. I mean, you have a vision and you know that you want to get from one point to the next, but you don't want to feel like the story is the most important thing in a film.
Yes.
You also want to be free to play within the narrative structure.
Exactly. And the most interesting thing for me is to have cinema idea.
Yeah.
A story is important, character is important, but for me, which is important, is to have vision on cinema. That's a film. A film is a proposition of cinema. A film is vision about world, but it's also each film is vision about cinema also. This is for me is really, really important. We could find wonderful story sometimes, but the main question is if this is a cinematographic story or not, because the film should be the story for film should be the story that we couldn't make in the theater or making the novel. It's cinematographic story.
Yeah, motion pictures, moving image. Also, just want to add this to end this interview, that I agree with you. I think that cinema is a lot more than story, even also because, in my opinion, the best moments in films are the ones that go outside of stories. I don't remember who said it, but someone definitely said that there's only maybe two or three stories. The stories are always the same.
Yes, exactly.
So it's the moments that are not the story that are cinema to me. This is what cinema can do.
Yes.
And nothing, and no other art form can do. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Otherwise, a good talk.
I'm sorry over my English, but we will
try. You're great. No worries
thanks,
at all.
Thanks
a lot once again. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.